The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara discusses whether or not a person is mechuyev to spend money to save somebody else's life. The Gemara says that really we have two psukim that teach us they are mechuyev to spend money to save somebody else's life. One is from Hashivos Leloi, a mitzvah by Hashavas Aveda, Hashavas Gufa Minayin, you learn out of Hashivos Leloi, so it's Kein Hashavas Aveda. The second limud is from Loisamet Aldam Riecha. The Gemara says that if we would only have the pasuk of Hashivos Leloi, then we would say that it's only Bechinam, when you don't have to spend money to save the other person's life. However, when you have to spend money to save the other person's life, you have to hire workers to save his life, the halacha would be that you're not obligated to spend money. That's why we have another pasuk of Lisam al Adam Riach, which teaches us that you mechuyev to spend money to save the other person's life. Now, the pashas of the Gemara would be that just like every lav, a person is mechuyev to spend all of his money to avoid being over on the lav, so too, Loisamet Aldam Riecha would be mechayev us to spend all of our money to save somebody else's life. So if we saw another yid in danger, chas v'shalom, we would have to spend all of our money to save the yid's life. L'maisa, the Rishonim ask a kasha. The Rishonim ask, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, also lots, lots of mamon chaveira. If a person sees that he's in sakana, it's aser to save himself using somebody else's money. So the Rosh over here and the Ravid and then the Bava Kama both ask a kasha, Teluchaira, if a person is mechuyev to spend all of his money to save another person's life, so let's say the person who's obligated to save his friend's life is not available, he's not here, and the person who's in sakana is here, and he knows that he's in sakana, and he knows that the only way he can get out of sakana is by taking his friend's money and using it to save his own life, why shouldn't he have a right to take all that money to save his life, just like his friend would be obligated to spend the money? Just like if his friend would be here, he would be mechuyev al pi Torah to spend the money to save his life, to save the other person's life. So when he's not here, we should be able to say that his money is just as obligated as he is. And so just as like if he would be here, he would be mechuyev to spend the money. So I should have the right to take the money even if he's not here. So there's two terutzim in the Rishonim. The Ravid says that, Taka, there's a big difference between whether the person is available or the person is not available. If I'm here, and I see that somebody else is in sakana, and I know that the only way to save him from sakana is by spending all my money, so I'm certainly mechuyev to spend my money. Why? Because I'm mechuyev in the mitzvah. However, if I'm not here, so I don't see what's going on. So that was never nischayev in the mitzvah. If I'm not here and I don't know that he's in sakana, the chiyev is never chal on me to save his life. I never become obligated in this mitzvah to spend all my money to save his life. So if he went and took my money, shaloi midaiti, that would be considered gzela. Now, nevertheless, that doesn't mean that he's not necessarily allowed to take the money. It could be he could take the money and he would have to pay it back. Fine, but lamaisa. Well, Maisa, at the end of the day, the Ravid says that the difference is between whether the person who's not in Sakana is here and knows about his friend Sakana or not. The Rosh says the different tariffs of the Ravid's kasha. The Rosh says as follows. So the Rosh says, the Rosh brings down the Gemara that you're mechuyev to spend money to save the person's life. So he says, the person who got saved is mechuyev to pay back to the person who saved him what he spent. Reuven is not obligated to spend money to save Shimon's life if Shimon has money. He brings down the Gemara later on. So now, according to the Rosh, the answer to the Kash is as follows. Really, you're mechuyev to spend your money, but you're going to have to pay him back. The person who got saved is going to have to pay the person who saved him back. Why? Because since the person who saved him is not mechuyev to save him, when the person who got saved has money, so therefore, the person who got saved would have to pay him back. So really, it's not a chiyuv to give up your money forever. It's a chiyuv to lend your money to the other person. Now the Rosh puts in the caveat that hecha de itzle mamoino nitzel, that Reuven is not obligated to spend money and not recoup his losses if Shimon has money. If Shimon doesn't have money, it sounds in the Rosh like you are mechuyev to spend the money, and possibly you and l'chayra you'll never be able to recoup that money. The question is, how much money are you obligated to spend? That's not 100% clear. I found a big machlokes achronim about this. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Peah says that pidyon shvuyim, the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim, there's a limit of chaimish. Just like in all mitzvahs in the Torah, there's a limit that a person is not obligated to spend more than a chaimish, and the Chacham tell us, I'm a fazer, al yifazer yoytzer mechaimish. Nevertheless, so too, pidyon shvuyim also has this limit of chaimish that if a person knows about a captive, a shavui, he's not obligated to spend more than a fifth of his money to be paid to redeem that captive. Now, ask the Chofetz Chaim and the Marsham that L'chaira, we know that Pidyon Shvuyim, the Gemara in Bava Basra teaches us, is considered a Sakonis Nefashis. There's a tzad that the person will die in captivity because of the captivity, because of, the Gemara says, there's Cherev, Rav, and there's all kinds of issues that a person could face when he's in captivity. So therefore, they ask, why shouldn't you be mechuyev to spend more than a chaimish of your money to save another person's life, like we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin? So the Chofetz Chaim takes the approach that pidyon shvuyim, although the Gemara says that it carries a risk of death, nevertheless, it's not considered a real sakonis nefashis. It's a small chance of death, but it's not enough to obligate a person to spend more than a chaimish. The Marsham brings the raya from this Rambam, and he brings other rayas, and he says that he is of the opinion that a person is not mechuyev to spend more than a chaimish to save somebody else's life. This machloik is between the Rosh and the Ravid, whether or not it's possible for a person's money to be obligated in a mitzvah, even if the person who's obligated in the mitzvah is not aware of his obligation. In other words, can we take a person's in a situation where if the person knew about the mitzvah, he would be mechuyev to spend his money, can we then take his money shaloi b'funav when he doesn't know about it, because of the fact that if he would be here and know about it, he would be obligated to spend the money? I thought it was similar to a machlokes between two taisusim. Taisus, the Gemara says in Baba Kama that there's a din of Mavriach Ari. If a person sees a lion coming to eat up his friend's animals, and he goes ahead and stops the lion from coming, he chases the lion away, it's considered Mavriach Ari, and he has no right to get to recoup payment or maybe even his losses from the person whose animals he saved. So the Gemara says that the din of Mavriach Ari only applies when it's midaitai and it's less like seida. When the person who's chasing away the lion does it with full knowledge and he doesn't lose any money. Now there's a machlokes in two taisusin whether these two things are both needed, these two tanoim are both needed in order to pater the person whose animals were saved. Is it that the person is only pater when the Mavriach was midaite and it was less leib seida, but if either it was shloi midaite or it was less leib seida, even if it was midaite, in both those cases, the person whose animals were saved would be mechuyev to pay, do we need both tanoim in order to be mechayev? In other words, that if either the Mavriach, the person who's being Mavriach, is midaite, or he's less leib seida, even if it's bal karche, in both cases you're potter. In other words, are there three cases where you're potter or three cases where you're chayev? Now, Taisus in Ksubas says that the explanation of why you would be mechuyev if it's bal karche, even if it's less leib seida, is because of this reason that the writer says. The Taisus explains that the concept of Mavriach Ari is because since a person's mechuyev to do Ashavas Aveda, so Mamela, you can't charge for Ashavas Aveda. So now, if either there was Isleif Seida, by Isleif Seida we know the Gemara tells us that when a person has seida, he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. So if it says leif seida, the halacha would be that the person whose animals were saved would be mechuyev to pay the mavriach. Why? Because the whole reason why mavriach ari is potter is because of the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. Since the mavriach has a mitzvah, he's obligated by the Torah to do hashavas aveda for free, so therefore he can't charge for it. But that would only apply to a situation where he was obligated to do the mitzvah. But in a case where he's this leif seida, where he's losing money on account of the mitzvah, he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, and therefore the person whose animals were saved would be obligated to pay him money for the havracha. And also, Taisus says, in a case where it's balkarche, if you force somebody against his will to be mekayin the mitzvah hashavas aveda, so even if he's less leif seida, he would also be the person who used his friend and forced him to save his flock would be obligated to pay. Why? Because for the same reason that the rabbi told us, the only time you're mechuyev in a mitzvah is only if you know about the mitzvah and it's with full knowledge of the mitzvah. However, if somebody takes you balkarche and forces you to do the mitzvah, so there's no mitzvah, and therefore the person who saved his animals will be obligated to pay. On the other end, Tosfos and Baba Kama takes the opposite position, and he holds like the Rush, and he holds that even if in a case where if the person knew about the mitzvah, he would be mechuyev to spend money on the mitzvah, or mechuyev to do mitzvah with his guf, so too, if he doesn't know about it, he's also obligated in the mitzvah, and you could use him bal karcha in order to be mekayim the mitzvah.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Khan, Paisik in Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havan Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Gufa, Menayim Areyas Chaver Shu Tevei Benor, you see your friend drowning, Oy Chai Goy Rosei, Oy Listem Boyin Alov, Shu Chai V'Hatzil, that you're Mechuyev to save him. Tamalem Alei Samoid Adam Reyecho. Shouldn't stand on your friend's blood. You learn it out from this pasuk, you learn it out from another pasuk. It says Avedas Gufa Minayin. It says by the pasuk, by Avedas Momin, that how do we know Avedas Gufa? If a person is drowning, how do you know you mechuyev to save him? Tamalim v'ahashivoyisloy, that you have to return him to him. So the Gemara answers, imehosam hava mina hanimila benafshe, that I would only be mechuyev to save him if I could physically save him. Mechuyev to go do it myself. Aval mitrach, to have a big tircha to do it, or mega agure to hire people to do it, or to have tircha to hire somebody to do it. Aim aloi, I wouldn't need to do that. Kamash malon, that you mechuyev to do that because of the pasuk of loisamoid adam reyecha. So Rashi says, so we have two dinim in the Gemara. We have a hashivoy saloyin asay, that's by Avedas Momin and Avedas Gufay. And we have a lot of leisamid. Rashi explains that what's leisamid. Mashma leisamid al damriyecha, leisamid al atzvacha, mashma, ela chozer al kol stodim shalayavid dam reyecha. That a person has to be chozer in all different angles in order that his friend should not be lost. His friend should not die, or whatever it's seirech that the rishonim, the achonim learn out that a person has to do for his friend. So one could ask in Rashi, what is Rashi being moisif? What he says, I'll call stardom. And Morris says that he has to spend money, but what is Rashi saying when he says, I'll call stardom? The Minchas Chinuch, in Reish Lamazayim, wants to mechadish from this Gemara, that if a person is ma'abed asmi l'das, a person wants to take his own life, so his friend, somebody else, is not obligated to save him. Just like we find in the case of Avedis Momin, that if a person wants to be ma'abed mamon l'das, we don't have to return it to him. So too, the same asay of hashavoy saloy is not applicable in a case where a person is ma'abed asmon l'das. The minchas chinuch brings a raya that if a person would be chayiv, they want to bring a raya that even the law of leisamoy doesn't apply, because if we say that leisamoy would apply even to ma'abed asmon l'das, so why didn't the Gemara give it teretz that you're right? I know from hashavoy saloy that you have to save somebody. But in the case of Ma'abed Asmi Das, I don't know that. So I see that from Loisam. Elamai from the fact that the Gemara did not give this as a teretz. We have a raya that a person is not chayiv in such a case. The Kli Chemda in Parshas Kitzeitzeh brings a pekel of Yishayin and Achrayim that are chaylik on this. And he brings a Marami Rumburg that says that even if a person's screaming Al Tatsileni, don't save me, still you mechuyif to save him. And this is also mashma in the Tshuvah Tzvi Migash and the Tshuvah Tzvi Vash. He brings a Birki Yosef in Arachayim. Actually, he doesn't bring it, but the Birki Yosef in Arachayim Shin Aleph, Sivkom Vav, says that a person would even be Matcha Shabbos in order to save someone, be Michal Shabbos in order to save someone who is Ma'abir Atzmoy Ledas. In the Minchas Chinuch, we can clear, if he's chayak on this Birki Yosef, is he just saying that you're not mechayef to save him? But still, since we know there's a din of pikuach nefesh, there's a din of mechayef to him, or there's a din of saving somebody else, Naim or Ross, we learn out from there. So too, even if a person doesn't want you to save him, you're still allowed to save him, and you would be able to save him even on Shabbos. We can clear such a clear in the Minchas Chinuch. One can also ask on the Minchas Chinuch that even though he holds that there's no iser of lois tirtzach, when a person is ma'abed asmi the bedas, just like he learns this out from the Rambam and Perek days in Hilchas Ritzach, not like the Beis Meir brings and not like it says in the Psikta that there is an iser of lois tirtzach, but he learns that there's no iser of lois tirtzach. However, still we see in this Rambam that there's an oven hariga if a person kills himself and he's chayim yisavidei shemayim. So if this is so, then one could ask that the Minchas Chinuch and Reish Lamed Tes says that because we have this Isser of Leisamed, we have this Halacha of Leisamed Adam Reyecha, you have to stop somebody from doing an Avera, so then why would he not be Mechuyiv, even if a person doesn't want to save him, and there's no Isser of Leisirtzach, but why would his friend not be Mechuyiv to save him, because otherwise he's not stopping from doing this Avera, and you have an Isser of Leisamed. However, if you say in the Minchas Chinuch that he learns that there's no chiyuv al pikuach nefesh, even though you have a din of leisam al dam reyecho, so then a chiluk would be that you would not, even though you're mechuyuv al leisam, but you would not be able to save him on Shabbos because there's no din of pikuach nefesh. However, you can't say this in the Minchas Chinuch because the Minchas Chinuch himself is addressing the lab of leisam directly. And not the matter of pikuach nefesh, and he says that there's no chiyuv of leisamid. So this question on the Minchas Chinuch from Reish Lamed Tes that says al leisamid you have to stop him from doing an avera is going to remain. The Ravaz in Hilchas Sanhedrin Perek Yud Ches Halacha Vav says she'ein nafshei shel adam kinyani. The nefesh of a person does not belong to him. It's not his to do what he wants. Ela kinyan haKodesh Baruch Hu belongs to haKodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he says a person is not allowed to be ma'abed himself, he's not allowed to kill himself, nor is he not allowed to be moided to bezin on something. That's the law why a person cannot be moided to bezin, be mechayev himself on malchus, or be mechayev himself on miso, because he has no bile, so he's not allowed to do this. So, the Minchas Chinuch, we could say, understands that a person has a shus on himself, a person has such a bile on himself. The Minchas Chinuch learns in memches, in mitzvah memches, in memtes, that a person is allowed to give rishus for somebody to hit him. Others are chaylik to this halach and say that there's no rishus. He's not allowed to give rishus, he's not a bialim, but the Minchas Chinuch himself is saying that he is a bialim, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch is understanding that a person should be allowed to kill himself, even though we still have shver that there is an oven hariga, and why wouldn't you be meshuvah to stop him? So the Minchas Chinuch addresses an issue of ma'abit atzmei ledas. The Shlomo Kluger and Chochma Shlomo in Tov Chof Vav in Choshen Mishpat says that since we're making a limur of Hashavas Gufay from Vahashavas Eloi, so just like we find that by Momin is Halacha of Zochin Ve'ena Lefichloi, and you're not Meshuvah to go and return somebody his Aveda if it's Ena Lefichloi, so too by saving a person, if it's Ena Lefichloi, one is not Mechuyev to save him. And he brings a riot to this, the same riot that the Minchas Chinuch brought. Also, that there's no lav here, besides the fact that there's no asay v'ashivoyso, there's no lav v'loisamay, because the Gemara should have given this as a teretz in the Gemara that a person is in olifik foy, they still in mechuyiv v'loisamay adam re'echo. The Chochma Shleima also brings a riot from the Gemara 9 Hey Omer Aleph, But the Gemara over there has a case of Maisa Bada Mechel Shanasa Inavisha Achas Vehela Libaitina Ubo. So he became sick from this desire. Ubo Vishal the Reif and Vayimra Inle Takana Achitibal until the Eftashmish. And the Gemara goes through different Eitzes that we don't allow him to do. And then the Gemara, and she's not even allowed to talk to him from behind the wall. And the Gemara has a machlokes, we're talking about an Eishes Ish, or a Pnuya. And the Gemara says that the Vandi Omer of Pnuya, the reason why it's so bad, so our Papa says, because of Begam Mishpacha, we don't allow her to talk to him. Since the Mishpacha is going to become embarrassed from this, so therefore, then she's not allowed to talk to him, and she's not mechuyev to save his life. So Rav Shlomo Kluger wants to bring from here a raya that we see that they're not meshuvah to give up on their own covet. So sometimes Enel Afik Foydai is not mechuyev to save somebody. In Moshe, in Igros Moshe, Yerodea Beis, Kufayin, Dalet, Anav Gimel, is matchiv the Shlomo Kluger and the Minchas Chinuch. And he says that if Kavod Shemayim is Nitzchu, we see that a person has halacha, that Pikuach Nefesh is matcha all Yisurim. So too, that the Kavod of a person should be Nitzchu in order to save a person. Also, he says that even Al Tziasei of HaShivayis will be Mechuyiv. Because we know in Bava Metzia that the litmus test of what's considered Lefik Foydei or not is that if a person's own money would be lying on the street, would he be Matriach himself to go get it? So then that amount of money is considered a fig foide. So he's mechuyev to do it for somebody else. Says Rav Moshe. So too. If a person's own life would be at stake, there would be no such thing as standing on his own covet in order not to save his own life. So therefore, we know that a nefesh has chashivas, enough chashivas that his covet doesn't make a difference. So therefore, he should be meshubed to save somebody else. And since you have a hashivoy, so you're also going to have loy samoyed. So we don't have a raya from our Gemara. That's what he says on the Chacham Shleima. And so too he says in the case of the Minchas Chinuch, where it's Ma'abed Asman Ladas, he says there's no dinyan between Ma'abed Mamun Ladas and Ma'abed Asman Ladas. Because Ma'abed Mamun Ladas, a person has a right to give up his money. A person is allowed to be mafkir his money. And since he's allowed to be mafkir it, a person, there's no chiv to return it to him. It's not his money anymore. He has a right to give it up. And therefore you don't have a chiv to return it. However, by Ma'abed Asma Ladas and Nefesh, a person does not have a right to give up his Nefesh. He doesn't have a right to give up his life. So, therefore, if he's trying to give up his life, a person is still Mechuyev to return it. So, Ramosha says it's not a right from Argamor. We still have a Chiyav Ashivoy. So we still have a Chiyav of Elai Samoy. On the Raya from Pagam Mishpacha that Rav Shlomo Kluger brought, Ramosha wants to be mad for that Raya. And he wants to say that Gili Arayas is either more chomer, or Ramosha wants to say that really the Gemara is not answering that if you have a Pagam Shpoch, if you have COVID, you don't have to save somebody's life. The only the Gemara is saying out Pagam Shpoch is the Gemara is saying that the Gemara asked a question, even by a Pnuya, is such a terrible thing to talk to somebody. And the Gemara answered that out Pagam Shpoch, the Gemara is answering that we see a Gedder, it's a Gili, that even this is in a gather of Gilei Arayis, and therefore he has to be Moiser Nefesh. But Avad and Avad, if it was just a question of the covenant of the Mishpach in order to save a person's life, then a person would be Meshuvah to give up their covenant. The family would be Meshuvah to give up the covenant. Rather, this case over here, he's Meshuvah to give up his life because it's a question of Gilei Arayis. The Isser V'Heter in Klal Nuntes Lamaches brings up another point. And he says that if a person will put himself into Sakana in order to save somebody else's life, he should not put himself in Makom Sakana, since at this moment he's not in the Sakana, he's not in Makom Sakana. And even though his friend will die if he does not put himself in Sakana, still it says V'chai Achiche Imach, and we don't find the chilek between a sakana to a misav adois, so therefore a person is not allowed to put himself in such a situation in order to save somebody. Zer Zov says, that is Masha, that a person is not allowed to be mach himself, even to a suffix sakana, to save somebody else. The Sman Tov Chuf, again in Tov Chuf Vav, brings that the Beis Yosef brings a Goyis Maimir, that brings a Yerushalmi, that says that a person has to be mach himself into a Suffolk Sakana to save somebody. And the Beis Yosef explains that since we have a Vade, and here we have a Suffolk, so therefore a person in the Shubir, only Al Suffolk to save a Vade Misa, he's Meshubir to save him. Ramai said the Mechad and Ramah don't bring this halacha. And the Sma says because the Rambam, the Rosh, the Tor, the Rif, they don't pask in this Yerushalmi. The Pesachei Tshuva brings in a good to say, who wants to say that there is a machlekes between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, and that is why the Rosh, the Tor, and the Rambam, the Rif don't bring this halacha. He also brings, the Pesachei Tshuva brings a Ravaz in Tov Reish Chof Zayin, Chela Gimel, that says, Sfeik Adidei Odif Mevadei Dechari, his suffix to a person is worth more to him than the Vadei of his friend, and therefore he is not allowed to be machnis himself into Mokum Sakona. The Mishabura and Hilchot Shabbos, Shinchot Tes, Tifkon Yud Tes, brings this Ravaz, and he brings the rest of the Ravaz, that says that a person is not allowed to be machnis himself into a suffix, but always a person needs to make a good shikul if there is a suffix, and a person should not be overly medactic, because we know that we see a cloud by a Vedas moment that if a person is overly medactic in his friend's money, then the same thing could happen to him. Derech Agav, the Orach Lener asks that if a person is mechshubed to remax himself into suffix sakona, then maybe we should have a raya connected that, because just like the Mechus Chinuch and the Shlomo Kluger said before, that the Gemara should have given a teretz al tzlei samui, is referring to suffix sakana, because we don't know that from Vahashivais, that's Vahashivais, we're not Meshuvah to be going to suffix sakana. So he wants to bring a raya connected suffix sakana. Maybe like this for Ravaz, we would not have such a kash, because Ravaz seems to be saying that there is a musig of fitting into, just like by a Vedas moment, a person has to shots up what the suffix sakana is. So too over here, there is a person has to shots up the suffix sakana. And we'll get to the Ravaz later. Ulai, he allows such a thing to be maxed himself into somewhat of a Sufik Sakana. The Zerzov on Isavahetar wants to bring a raya from Esther that we see, we wants to ask on the sheet of Esther, on the sheet of the Isavahetar that you can't be maxed yourself into a Sufik, that we see that Esther was Nichnas Tachashvesh in order to save Yisrael, even though it was a suffix sakana. And he answers that it's not a rai, it's not a kasha on the Isavahetar, because Hatzolah the Rabbim is different, just like we see in the Gemara and Tainis, Rashi Nirches on the Bay brings the story of Anshe Lud, that there was Geizer Misan Anshe Lud, because the Bas Melech was killed, and they blamed it on Yisrael, so they wanted to wipe out the whole Yisrael, and two brothers took it upon themselves to say that they were the ones that did it. And it says that no one's going to be Aibim Uchitzasim. So we see that you're allowed to put yourself in Mokim Sakona, even there is a Vade Sakona, there's a Vade Misa. And Vais Tuchois, we see that Hatzolah to Rabim is different. So too over here, Esther was a Hatzolah of the Rabim, and therefore wouldn't have a riot. Rather, the Zerzov says, if anything, you have a riot from Faket, you have a riot from Esther, that she didn't want to be Machnas herself into Mosafik Sakona. And Mordechai answered that you are in a sakana anyway. As Mordechai didn't answer to Esther that you must shubit al suffix sakana, Mordechai answered Esther, if you look in Rashi over there, that Mordechai answered Esther that you're going to be in makom sakana anyway. Don't think that you're going to end up saving yourself, because you are also in a sakana. The Nyoradeya Kufnun Zayin, Pisrei Tshuva Tezvav, brings a case where the Sar tells the Yid that let me cut off your limb, and you won't die from the limb that I cut off. And if not, I'm going to kill a Yisrael. So, are you allowed to do that? So the Ravaz says that you're not mechuyev to do this, to allow your limb to be cut off, but it is a midas chasidus for a person to sacrifice his limb on behalf of saving a member of Klal Yisrael. However, says the Ravaz, if there is a suffix icon, and Lav Dafki is going on this case, but he does say in that same, brings that in the same Pesachei Tshuva, that if there's a suffix icon, then not only is it not a Midas Chassidus, but you are a Chosid Shaita. One can clarify that we know that there is such a mystic of donating certain organs and not hampering one's life, like for example, donating a kidney. So can a person donate a kidney? Because we know that he'll save someone's life. He's giving up a limb to save someone's life. But the operation itself, if in and of itself, is a suffix sakana, should a person be allowed to do this? The Igris Moshe, the one we said before in Kofayin Dalin, Anav Dalin, speaks about cutting off a limb. And he speaks about donating a limb to save someone's life. And he says that since it's a machloikis hapoiskim, we can't be mechayiv somewhere to do it, but the Ravaz says that it's a midas chasidus. Rav Moshe wants to say, and what's his reason? His reason is, why does he say that you're not mechayiv? It's because just like we see by all lavin, the Ramah brings down in Kufn and Zayin in Yeridah, that by all lavin a person is meshuvit to give up all his money in order not to be over on the lav. So to the lav of Leisam and Adam Reach, also a person is meshuvit to give up all his money. But it doesn't say that a person is meshuvah to give up his aver in order not to be a man alav. And so too the Shach says there in Sifko and Gimel that a person, he has a clear in the Shach, and he says that a person lemaisa is not meshuvah to give up a limb in order to not to be a man alav. So too Ramesha says that a person is not meshuvah to give up a limb in order not to be a man loisamoid al dam reyecha. Says Ramesha, that according to this, that Leisamen is similar to all other Labim. So just like a person can't put himself into a Suffolk Mokim Sakana, in order not to be Oivan Alav, it's also for him to do that. So too, the Lab of Leisamen, a person is not allowed to be Machis himself into a Mokim Suffolk Sakana. However, says Ramesha, that a person, in a case of saving someone else's life, would be allowed to be machis himself into a Suffolk sakana, and he bases this on our Rashi, on Ayin Dalid Amid Aleph, that in the Gemara says, how do you know that by Ritzicha you're not allowed to kill somebody in order to save your own life? And the Gemara says, Miyemar didama didach sumach tfei, dilma dama duhugavir sumach tfei, and Rashi says it's a Sfora, because if you kill somebody, there's two problems. There's Iba Neshama, and then there is an Avera, because you killed him. And so Rashi's Mashma, that where there is no Isser V'Sicha, your Neshama is equal to his Neshama. So since your Neshama would be equal to his Neshama, Rashi says, one would be allowed to, in a place that there's a Mokim Suffolk of Sakana, a person is able to machis himself into Suffolk Sakana since it's equal. Rashi, the Ramesha does explain that we shouldn't learn out a case of Vaday Sakona, and Ramesh explain why it's Chiller, it's different. However, so Ramesh is coming out the etzim that you could be mocking yourself into Malkim Sakona, even though the Ravaz seem to say that you would be a Chosid Shaita. According to this Ramesh, while it's not a Chiv to be mocking yourself to a Suffolk Sakona, but certainly won't be allowed to donate a kidney or some type of limb like that, and it could be actually giving the Eber will be considered a Midas Chasidus, and even the operation, because a person is allowed to be machis himself into mokim suffix sakana. Avadi is not mechuyid, but kenzain would be a midas chasidus. The Chuba Shevet Halevi in Chelek Hei Reish Yates, and Chelek Hes Perik Chuba Pei Zayin, discusses this Ravaz, and he wants to give different levels of what's considered a suffix sakana. He wants to be magdirit, and he wants to say that a suffix kar of levad ashiyamas, or a Suffolk HaMurchach, which is a Suffolk HaShokol, everyone agrees, is also to be machin to yourself into this Suffolk. But a Suffolk that it has only a need of Sakana, on this, he says, is the Machlekes. In this case, is the Machlekes between Agoris Maimini that would hold that one is Chayav to be machin to yourself into a Suffolk Sakana, and the Ravaz would hold that this is a Midas Chasidus. The Achagav in that tshuva, he brings us some of the Ma'aritim that the Ravaz is mashma, that even in the case of in a different tshuva, that even the Suffolk Mid Sakana is a Chosid Shaita. But we don't see that the Shevet Halevi is Chosid from his Geder, and he seems to run with this. So according to the Shevet Halevi, since most people can't survive an operation, it would be considered a Midas Chasidus, even according to the Ravaz. One can ask a Ramosha. The Ramosha brought a raya from the Ramah about all the Lavin, that one is meshuvah to give up his money, but he's not meshuvah to give up an aver. One can be learning from Ramesha, why doesn't bring a raya from our Gemara? Because our Gemara, which is speaking about pikuach nefesh itself, and still the Gemara says that one is meshuvah to spend money, it's meshuvah to have tircha, But it doesn't say in our Gemara that one is meshuvid to give up a limb, to sacrifice a limb. So why don't we see from our Gemara Gufa that bepikuach nefesh, we don't say that. However, it could be, we did point out before that Rashi, in the beginning of this year, that Rashi said that a person has to be lachsa kol tzadim, and we want to know what Rashi is coming to include. So it could be that Rashi holds that we are coming to include all these other things, maybe like Chaticha said, a person has to give up a limb, or to be machs himself into Savik Sakana, in order to save somebody. However, it could also be that the Gemara is not a kasha on Rav Moshe, that we see that one does not have to give up a limb, because the Gemara is only coming to say what is a chiv, and Rav Moshe is coming to speak about what's midas chasidus, but the bottom line is we still have a raya from the Gemara that one is not mechuyev to give up a limb, and Rav Moshe could bring that as a raya instead of the Rama.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.